Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well.
I absolutely love this because, you know, if you own a home, it can be really hard to maintain. It's hard to find people that can help you for a big project or a small. Well, whether it's in everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that. And find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish. Or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps, because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's ANGI.com.
Boys and girls, this is the Undisputed Era. Adam Cole, Kyle O'Reilly, Roderick Strong, and you're listening to Going In Raw, baby.
Hey guys, this is Charlotte, and you're watching Going In Raw. Going In Raw. That sounds terrible.
What's up, it's your girl, Sasha Banks, Legit Foster, and you are watching Going In Raw. You like that?
Hey, friend, L. Steve here.
And Lars.
And welcome back to Going In Raw, the only pro wrestling podcast you need to be listening to right here at youtube.com/Steve Larson, available wherever fine podcasts can be found. Elimination Chamber, Larson, one of two kind of relatively unnecessary pay-per-views on the road to WrestleMania. However,
yeah, looking at the card, and save for one match, it is kind of largely unnecessary.
They've made a pretty decent deal about the history-making women's tag team titles.
That's the match that matters.
Which will be decided in Elimination Chamber. However, there's actually quite a few matches on here. That could be fun.
Yeah.
I'm sure it'll be a fun pay-per-view.
Apart from the women's tag title match in Elimination Chamber, just not a whole lot of matches with a whole lot of consequences.
I feel like the winning the
not
tag
a lot
titles
on the line, save for the women's
mania
match.
Yeah, I know. It's weird they put it on Elimination Chamber, unless they have something huge planned at Mania.
Yeah, yeah.
Anyways, yeah, I'm looking forward to that match. Looking forward to the men's Elimination Chamber match. But yeah, save for the women's tag title match, it's just not a whole. It feels like a placeholder pay per view.
We will be live streaming our reactions to it this Sunday, starting with the kickoff show. And so that should be a lot of fun.
Yes.
However, as always, Larson, we always do our predictions.
That we do.
We have a backlog of punishments that we have to get through. I owe you one song.
I owe you a song.
You owe me a song. And then I think we have to eat some stuff, goldfish and Mega Stuff Oreos or something like that.
No, it was Cheez-Its.
Cheez-Its and Mega Stuff Oreos.
Yeah, something like
or
that.
Or Most Stuff Oreos.
Whatever.
So maybe we'll do like one giant punishments video. With all that stuff.
With all of it, okay.
Exactly. Anyways.
Should we just get started with it?
Let's launch right into this. Chances are in the kickoff show.
Yeah, it is announced pre-show.
Oh, it was announced.
Yeah, at least on Wikipedia here, it has that P by the number, which indicates pre-show.
Yeah, okay. Cruiserweight title matchup, Buddy Murphy. I always want to say now I want to say Muddy Murphy, thanks to the person on Community Creations 2K19.
Yeah.
Buddy Murphy, the champion of the Cruiserweights, versus the challenger of the Cruiserweights, Akira Tozawa. As much as I love Akira Tozawa.
Oh, he's great. The best smile in all of wrestling, maybe.
Muddy Murphy's not losing this title until WrestleMania. Muddy Murphy wins. I have 4 confidence points.
Agreed and agreed.
On this.
Buddy Murphy wins. Also 4 confidence points from this guy.
All right. In stone.
Yes. Locked.
Next, Bobby Lashley and Lio Rush.
Handicap match.
In a handicap match against Finn Balor. I'm not sure. What was the... There was no... I know, usually you're the guy with the burps. There was no authority-type figure trying to screw over Finn Balor with this match.
No, it just happened.
It was just announced.
It materialized.
It said, hey, you're not going to take on one guy for the Intercontinental. You're going to take on both guys for the Intercontinental Championship.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not even a triple threat. It's a handicap match.
Mm-hmm.
So, Finn Balor's going to lose this because Elimination Chamber is too small a pay-per-view for him to win the Intercontinental Championship. Again, I think that happens at Mania.
Yeah.
I have. Now, here's the thing. I know that Bobby Lashley is going to retain. Finn Balor is going to look really strong here.
Oh, yes.
I think it's going to be a straight-up victory for Bob Lashley and Lio Rush. I don't think they're going to do a DQ where Finn technically wins, but they do something.
That's what definitely is going to happen.
Oh, you're saying Finn picks up the win here?
Via DQ, yes.
Okay, all right. I like it.
I have 3 confidence points on it.
All right.
You know, it just seems like the strongest way, if you will, to continue this feud. Granted, you continue it with Finn losing a handicap match. But if Finn has a strong showing on the verge of victory, you know, Bob Lashley or Lio Rush is in place to take a coup de grace. Bob Lashley or Lio Rush interferes because it's a handicap match, but it's fought, you know, like Rush and Lashley, they're essentially a tag team.
Yeah.
They still have to tag in and out.
Yeah.
So there could still be disqualifications if the person who's not the legal man in the ring gets involved. That could be a disqualification.
Mm-hmm.
Something like that's going to happen. Finn's going to be on the verge of winning, get screwed out of his victory, wins by DQ. They beat him down after the match, and then he eventually fends him off, I think.
I think you're right about everything except for the actual finish, but everything else, the beat down afterwards, all that's going to happen.
Yes.
But I don't know. Maybe you're right. Maybe I'm right. I only have 2 confidence points on it, so.
I only have 3, so it's not like I'm supremely confident
about
it either.
But, I mean, look, this could come down to one. I mean, it could come down to that one, man.
Oh, it definitely could.
Next, again, another one that could end up with it, like Drew McIntyre's floating out there.
Bingo.
Could be some sort of DQ. But I'm just going to go with the safe bet here. This is Braun Strowman versus Baron Corbin. I got Braun Strowman winning with 3 confidence points. Again, there's going to be wonky stuff going on here.
But again, another feud. I feel like it's probably going to continue on to Mania.
Ugh.
And for that reason, Braun can't pick up the win so soon.
All right.
Baron wins because of Drew interference.
Yeah, okay.
But he pins Braun.
Yeah.
2 confidence points.
All right. All right. You might run away with this one. I'm just playing it a lot, very safe. I feel the previous match, 2 guys versus 1 guy, 2 guys are going to win clean. In this match, there's a big guy who everybody loves.
And a slightly big guy that everybody doesn't love.
Yeah, so the big guy everybody loves is going to win.
Yeah.
I'm keeping it really simple here.
I feel like they're going to save like the really feel-good moment for the end for the women's tag titles match.
Yeah.
Because that's probably going to close the show. And anyways, continue.
All right, next up. McMiz TV, Miz and Shane McMahon versus Usos, the Super Smash Brothers.
Yeah.
I think that, and I don't know how, I don't know what kind of logic they're going to use, Miz and Shane are going to retain these titles. It's their hot story. It's their story right now. It's a big deal.
I think we're going to be in complete agreement. Yes, we are in the rest of the card. Miz and Shane, they're like the B team, but good.
I still think they're like the Mega Powers, but good.
Well, the Mega Powers are really good. It's in their name.
Exactly.
They weren't just powers. They were Mega Powers.
This is definitely a Mega Powers-esque situation here.
So, they're going to win. They're going to keep those belts at least till Mania.
Yeah.
Probably longer.
Yeah, probably. I think people are really into this. I'm not sure what the original plan go. We had both sort of suspected that this was going to land with... Because they won those titles of Survivor Series.
Rumble.
Is this the last one?
Yeah.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Yeah, Survivor Series was tag champs versus tag champs, I believe.
Oh, yeah. Okay. So, anyways.
Yeah, that's where Drake Maverick peed himself.
Oh, Lord. Boy, we've come a long way since then in the tag division. Okay, so, yeah, it's going to go. I figured that, you know, they'd win them or they wouldn't win them and they'd go into WrestleMania and just fight. I think they're going to be like tag champions for like, I don't know. They might be a tag champions for like a decade.
They might break the New Day's record
at this point. They might.
It's working. The comedic timing's really good.
Yeah.
They're endlessly.
People are really into it.
Endlessly charming together. Yeah. I think as long as it's working, they're going to run with it.
It's weird.
Next, Ronda Rousey, Raw Women's Champion, taking on Ruby Riott. Ronda wins all confidence points.
If you said, Steve, what out of every match of the entire year, what is the match that has the most amount of certainty behind it? I'm sad I can only give this 7 confidence points.
If I can give it infinite confidence points,
infinite would be the number.
I'd go
infinite plus 1.
Well, that's still an infinite.
Yeah, but it's plus 1.
But infinity has no end, so you can't add 1 onto something that has no end.
But take all that and then add 1
to it. You can't
do
that.
You can. I just did it.
No, you can't.
I just did it.
It's mathematically unsound. You are incorrect. Nature of infinity is that it's infinite. It has no end. Therefore, you can't add plus 1.
But then you add plus 1 to it.
You can't do that, man.
You can do that to 0.
Yeah, but zero is a defined thing. It's nothing.
Ronda Rousey goes over with infinite points plus one.
Yes.
Which in this universe is seven.
Yeah.
Next.
Men's Elimination Chamber match.
From SmackDown Live, the WWE Cardboard Championship. Looks like the old, I don't know, dude, does Cultaholic still have a cardboard title they have from
I don't know.
What culture?
I don't know.
Looks like that. In any event.
The craftsmanship's great, though.
They
it's beautiful
just
looking
had
belt.
It made. It's not switching hands. Daniel Bryan retains.
Six confidence points. I agree.
Six confidence
points. But what are we going to see in this match? I feel like they're going to start laying the groundwork they have to for
S-O-S.
Mania.
SOS. Kofi Kingston is going to do something cool.
He will do something cool. And I'm kind of curious what they had originally planned, because Mustafa Ali was supposed to be in the Gauntlet match on Tuesday.
Whatever they had planned for him, they're doing for Kofi. Their stories are remarkably pretty switchable. Like, you have the upstart guy versus the guy who's been around forever. Like, Mustafa Ali in 9 years could be Kofi Kingston.
Yeah.
You
know? Yeah. 10 years.
10 years, yeah.
Well, it depends if you count his time on 205 Live. So
well,
it would
yeah,
be about kinda, eight and a half then. Yeah. Yeah. Because, you know, all leading up to Elimination Chamber, I would have thought, oh, Ray is a shoo-in to be Daniel Bryan's opponent at Mania. Because Ray is not in this match.
Yeah.
Nor is he fighting Almas.
Yeah.
But now I'm not so sure. It could very. I kind of hope at this point it's Kofi. Because I want to see Kofi versus Daniel, or the entirety of the New Day feuding with Daniel Bryan heading into Mania. Kofi picks up that belt at Mania. I think that'd be a truly magical moment.
Yeah. That would be awesome. Probably. Hey, I wonder if the last minute switch is on the Gauntlet match. I don't know. The SmackDown preview had an Almas Ray thing.
Mm-hmm.
We never got that.
They cut a lot of stuff from the show, man.
I wonder if that's why, because Zelina Vega on Instagram or Twitter or something, she had like a lengthy promo from her hotel bed, seemingly. Mm-hmm. Like she was up against the headboard. And she cut a promo. I wonder if that was supposed to be. If like that was in place of having an actual segment on TV.
Oh, maybe.
I'm in my hotel room and I cut a promo
maybe.
Here for my Twitter followers.
Maybe.
In any event, Men's Elimination Chamber, yeah, Daniel Bryan, 6.
Yeah, he's going to retain. Will we see Luke Harper?
I hope so.
Apparently he's been cleared.
Ooh.
True buds with Daniel Bryan, man.
Oh, man. I'm telling you.
If he comes out in a Pink Floyd shirt.
Dude, Road Dogg.
Mm-hmm.
He watches the show. Although, no, Road Dogg, he'll get chatty with some... With some people on Twitter, like mm-hmm. other YouTube personalities on Twitter. He's never like gotten chatty with us, although we haven't reached out either. We haven't reached out. Oh, you didn't know? Anyways, I don't know what we're going to see. Luke Harper, yeah, maybe. One of our prop bets, though, we'll just fast forward this really quick before we get to the women's tag titles. One of our prop bets is we're the final two in the Elimination Chamber.
Men's Elimination Chamber.
I got AJ and Brian.
Same.
Okay. Gee, willikers.
Just makes sense for them to kind of wrap up their feud here, or maybe find an excuse to continue it.
Yeah, it could be. That could be. I mean, we could get AJ Bryan at Mania for like last man standing or something.
Yeah, maybe. Yeah. Like the advertised WWE title match for Fastlane is AJ, Daniel Bryan, and Samoa Joe. That's the new advertised match.
That's interesting.
Yeah.
Women's tag title match in Elimination Chamber. 12 people. In that chamber.
This is a tough one. I'm really looking forward to this. It's going to be awesome.
Yeah, it's going to be really good.
I kind of wish the tag titles were determined at Mania. Nonetheless, they might be doing it this way because they have something huge planned at Mania. Like,
you're right, man. Lita Trish.
Lita Trish taking on whoever's going to win the tag titles here. And if that's the case, then it's got to be Sasha and Bayley.
I think there's a couple of reasons why it's going to be Sasha and Bayley. However, the only thing that...
Are you drawing on your laptop?
The only thing that... Mind your business. So I had some convoluted thing about maybe it'll be one of the SmackDown Live teams. Like, I would actually really love the Iconics, just because of their story, to get these titles. And then that would necessitate... Sasha and Bayley coming to try to get them on SmackDown.
Yeah, yeah.
So, I think that would be neat because then you have some, but Becky's already kind of, I don't know. It's going to be Sasha and Bayley. I have that also with one confidence point.
Yeah.
It's going to be Sasha and Bayley. It just makes all the sense.
The only thing that gives me pause is Sasha's health. Although apparently Meltzer says she's fully cleared.
Yeah.
She was fully cleared Tuesday or something like that.
Like, even if you look at their story, like, they're going to be in there first. You can't have, so Mandy Rose and Sonya Deville are also going to be in there first.
Mm-hmm.
if they're going to choose, who's going to have the awesome babyface story of who goes in first and lasts the entire way? It's not going to be Mandy Rose and Sonya Deville.
It's not going to be the heel team.
It's not going to be them.
It's going to be Sasha and Bayley.
It's going to be Sasha and Bayley. The Iconics, I think, as much as I would love to see it, I don't think there's any chance that the WWE thinks, man, the reactions they've been getting from the crowd, that totally warrants making them the first.
Yeah.
That doesn't make any sense.
I mean, for me, it comes down to three teams, really. And if Mandy and Sonya Deville had drawn a better spot, I might include them in this.
Yeah, sure.
It comes down to Sasha and Bayley, Nia and Tamina, and Carmella and Naomi. Those are the three teams I really feel like have a possibility of winning this match.
See, to me, I could be wrong, but Carmella and Naomi were literally just thrown together. And so there's nothing for them. Like, that's not a defining team.
Oh, it's not, but they're both pretty popular.
That's true.
And you know, pretty quickly they've shown some decent tag team chemistry. So, I mean, I'd probably put them in that order: Sasha, Bayley, Tamina, Nia, and then Carmella and Naomi.
Because I think the thing is, Sasha and Bayley are obviously the biggest names in the thing. If it's anybody else, the question there is, where do you go from there?
Yeah.
At that point, does Sasha and Bayley? Here's the thing. Sasha and Bayley are going to be in contention for these tag titles. It's not like
once
the tag titles are decided, they're going to dissipate.
Yeah, they're going to part ways and do their own thing. No.
Right. So Sasha and Bayley are going to have to go after him.
Sasha Banks cleared to compete in...
cool. So they have to go after them, which means it kind of has to be. And I know if you're on a different brand, you're considered an enemy of the other brand. So they could go have Sasha and Bayley go after Carmella and Naomi.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't think they want to risk a team that is already pretty popular.
Yeah.
Or two wrestlers, Naomi and Carmella, getting, you know, a heel reaction.
Yeah.
Because people love Sasha and Bayley. I don't think they want to do that. So it's got to be a heel team. If it's not going to be Sasha and Bayley. And the only heel team is going to be Mandy Rose and Sonya Deville or the Iconics. The Iconics go over like a wet fart right now on main roster.
Yeah.
And Mandy Rose and Sonya Deville are just not going to get that win by going in first.
No.
You know, no. So it's going to be all that math work. Sasha and Bayley.
Sasha and Bayley. Long story short, Sasha and Bayley.
Long story
short. It's got to be Sasha and Bayley. Final two in the Women's Elimination Chamber tag match.
Sasha Bayley and Nia Tamina.
Yep, got the same thing. Gee willikers. Just makes the most sense.
It does. However, I'm so supremely confident now in my math. I have to see if maybe I want to change my confidence points from Sasha and Bayley with one confidence point to Sasha and Bayley. Because here's the problem. If I lose out on 5 points here.
Yeah. Well, here, I'm going to do this. If you're going to do that, I'm going to give Finn... By DQ, one comes.
You're changing
Sasha
your stuff.
And Bayley.
Wow.
Three.
Changing your stuff up, huh?
Okay. Yeah.
Okay. So if you win both of these, you'll get one and two, which is three.
Three.
Where?
But you have three and two, so I'd get three, but you'd lose five. That'd be a net two for me. Actually, no, that's not right.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm trying to wrap myself around it.
I would get three. You would get nothing. So it'd be net three for me.
Like if I get this, if I do this, what if I did this here
and then seven.
Did
wow.
this here, okay? And then kept everything the same. If I lose here, I get net four here. You get net two here.
13, 20. So if you got those two wrong, Lashley and Braun, you get 20.
Okay.
And if I got everything right, I would get 5, 7, 12, 19. No, I'd still win.
Yeah, it wouldn't matter because you have the same answer here.
Yeah.
You have the same result.
Yeah, it has
here.
To be a different team.
Yeah. Well, I'm just going to have to hope that Braun Strowman is big, strong, and people like him.
To.
I just have to hope for that.
And they could throw us a swerve. I mean, it all depends on when the order of the match is. I think if the women's tag team match goes on last, which I think
how
it
about
should.
This? I'll do this.
Then
do this.
I feel like it's going to be a near certainty that Sasha and Bayley win.
If I do this.
What?
What did I have there? I had three there and do this. I have 13 there.
13, can't do that.
I'll do that.
I mean, it still just comes down to these two matches.
Yeah. All right. I'm actually kind of confident in this one here. If we split these, it's a tie.
Yeah. Yep.
Okay.
Yep.
All right. Oh, my goodness.
You know, maybe they thought with the women's tag title match, you know, we both think it would have been cool if they had determined the first champions at Mania. And maybe they thought, okay, well, this is a pretty huge event, which it is. This is going to be a pretty solid match, which it will be. And it's going to get a lot of eyeballs on the product, which it will.
Mm-hmm.
They're going to get the eyeballs on the product for Mania regardless. I mean, they thought, all right, let's use this huge match to elevate what pretty much every year is one of the lesser pay-per-views.
Yeah.
And get some more buys, get some more eyeballs on it.
That could be.
That could be why.
That could be. Anyways, that's it. Let us know what you guys think in the comments. Hopefully you'll join us on Sunday for our reaction live stream.
We're starting at 4?
Yeah, sounds right.
Start early for the pre-show and see Buddy Murphy and Akira.
Oh, yeah, no, I definitely, yeah, whatever the pre-show is, yeah.
We'll start at 3 then.
We'll start at 3. Okay, cool. So we'll see you guys there. Thanks so much for watching. We appreciate it. Till next time, talk to you guys later.
Bye.
Be a part of Going In Raw today at patreon.com/Steven Larson. Starting at $1 a month, you can enjoy Going In Raw ad-free, gain access to the daily 30-minute Going In Raw post-show, exclusive merchandise, and so much more. Support Going In Raw today. Click the link in the description.